a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Now, remember when I was asking you, what do I put on my no seismic blasting posters, you
know?
Yep. And I went with blowholes, not seismic a-holes. Right? And that was my poster. And you know what? That may have been the defining feature. Because as we've been chatting about for over a year, seismic blasting was set to occur in the Otway Basin in a pristine area on our local shores. And the community were up in arms. People have been fighting it. It is a hard fight. But we've got Louise Morris, Oil and Gas Campaign Manager for the Australian Marine Conservation Society, on the phone. We've had her on before. And Louise, you've got some exciting news from us that broke on Thursday.
Absolutely. And no argument. It was definitely your sign that sealed the deal.
Yeah. Thank you.
Correspondence. But Jesus, sorry. It's all bets are off. That time is too much.
Yeah.
But no, cracking news on Thursday in that this joint partnership by ridiculously named companies TGS and SLB pulled the plug. So we just got a very short email from TGS saying, due to global competing priorities, we're cancelling the plans. So they've cancelled plans for what started off as a 77,000 square kilometre seismic blaster proposal, which over years of campaigning, we squeezed down to 31,000 square kilometres. Still pretty big, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They pulled the pin. Won't say, you know, what the deeper reasons are, but based on years of campaigning on this and seeing the letters that the regulator sent back to the company, the impacts on endangered whales, the impacts on fisheries out that way, so many marine species, drastic failures in community consultation, all seem to have played a very significant part. And I think bottom line is it just wasn't viable.
And Louise, it's wonderful news. It really is. And well done to you, all your team, everybody who's been involved in this. When you say not viable, does that mean then that this particular, those three letter names, TGS or...
And SLB.
SLB.
Yeah. SLBs.
This is now shelved for good from them?
Well, that's the open question. We've obviously sent a question on that one and they've said they're no longer checking their inbox, so that gets awkward.
Okay.
So this area, the plan for this project and the other seismic blasting proposal in the Otway Basin, it's companies who go out and blast and then sell the data to the open market.
Mm.
So, you know, reading between the tea leaves, maybe the open market was like, yeah, no, not so interested.
Yeah, okay.
And the other interesting thing, especially we've got, and I know we've spoken about this previously, we've got another proposal near Warrnambool for seismic blasting with a similar, you know, project of we blast, we sell by another company called CGG, because every name is now an acronym.
Yeah.
So these areas of water, and especially the CGG, it's been seismic blasted before, so the data already exists.
Yeah.
We've just got this ridiculous scenario where the data is held in commercial confidence for 15 years, and you kind of think about it as a business, like, winning business strategy, blast, sell, it's quiet for 15 years, go out and blast and sell again.
Mm.
So off the back of this, it's really pointing to the need for the federal government to get cracking on some reforms to get rid of that 15 years commercial inconfidence, make the data available to reduce that business model of we just blast, blast and blast again.
Yeah.
And also abolish the permits these companies are applying for. This really bodgy special prospecting authority permit only used for seismic blasting, bypasses all the normal checks and balances, lasts for 180 days, and you can apply for unlimited SPAs, and each application is assessed in isolation. So we've got a bunch of things that need to be cleaned up in this cowboy industry, and TGS pulling up stumps and leaving is a brilliant first sign that, yep, we've got some room to move and community power works.
Yes. Absolutely. Louise, I mean, 30,000 odd people made submissions saying that they didn't want this to go ahead. I mean, the paddle out was incredible.
It was. It was so beautiful. The Loggy. Boys are laughing though, Louise. Go on.
Loggy was there, reportedly.
He was.
I was.
I saw her. I can prove it.
You just couldn't get back in. Is that the problem?
No, so I couldn't.
So
look,
you were drifting.
I couldn't paddle.
And they were like, oh, one of
paddling.
The whales has rocked up to be part of the...
Oh,
oh, no, it's just love.
Let's just say I was the most unco person on a surfboard that day and people actually stopped to help me, Louise,
yeah.
And I fell off the board at one point. I had to jump back on and then I couldn't get back out. And a 70-year-old man said to me, come here, love, hold on to my leg strap and I'll tow you in. And I was like, thank you, thank you.
People power.
Community. I mean,
so many lives saved that day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
What a community.
Wales, apparently.
Look, you know, it did bring a tear to my eye on Thursday to just see people power does work, and you can feel really hopeless. And then once you get all together and you write, you know, submissions, complaints, and speak to your local members and your federal members and stuff like that, that things can happen. But unfortunately, 24 hours after our big victory, the Albanese government approved two new gas production licences in the very same region. Now, obviously, you guys aren't really across this at the moment because it's brand new, but do you feel like it's just whack-a-mole? We're just going to have to keep fighting?
Oh, I think you've just done my answer for me. Mm. Yes, and it's, you know, the TGS is a wonderful thing, and we are focusing on projects early phase because that's where we can stop them. And it's just been grist for the mill. And we've been talking a lot with people we work through the Surf Coast of, right, okay, celebrate the win. Now let's refocus on the other seismic project and these new ones, because the, you know, the tide of new fossil fuels approvals just seems to be rising, despite the fact that anything new won't come online for another, what, 10, 15, 20 years, by which time the renewable energy transition, which is underway, is well and truly cracking. So we're celebrating the wins, but really taking it as great learnings of community power works. The Albanese government, you know, the lines about we're taking action on climate shifting renewables don't seem to be quite matching the action of, you know, more gas. And they're just gaslighting the community. The community knows we can't have more fossil fuels out there, and the impact to our ocean is so, so terrible. So coming federal election, no surprises. We'll obviously be working very hard on that with the awesome groups we love working with down that way and in Tasmania and across Victoria, because, you know, whether it's the projects approved late last week, the CGG seismic proposal, which funnily enough actually is due to go back to the regulator today for their next round of approval, so we could have, you know, a revelation on that within the next 30 days, and a proposal to drill for gas over that same area that there's going to be seismic blasting by that US multinational Sunoco Phillips. It's on.
Yeah. Love it. Love your passion, Louise.
If you need someone to lead another paddle out.
Oh, God.
Don't go to Loggy.
Yeah.
I thought you were putting your hand up for that one.
Yes, no, mate. No, I'll,
no, he does it nude and it's not good for anyone,
that's,
Louise.
Yeah. No, it's...
But look, it does get eyes on it. And we love the absolute great work that you've been doing. Louise Morris, Oil and Gas Campaign Manager, AMCS. You can check them out online and all the amazing work they do. Thank you so much, Louise, and congrats.
Oh, thank you. Cheers.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
An incredible celebration took place over the weekend in the Ling household. It had nothing to do with the AFL Grand Final. It was the excitement, the sheer joy that I felt as we celebrated my wife, Dodsy, finally becoming an adult and realising that after 16 years of us living together, that certain things just need to happen in the house. And...
Okay, for someone that just walked in or turned on the radio, that sounds so wrong. So wrong.
I went to the sink to get myself a drink of water and I was blown away. I was so happy and so blown away that Dodsy had gone and purchased herself, us in fact, a little sink sponge caddy that you stick to the side of the sink to keep the sponges in a nice spot, as opposed to them just ending up lying everywhere like everything else in the house.
Yeah.
So we...
So your caddy actually fits, like sticks to the inside of... So you've got one of those big farmhouse sort of sinks, maybe a double sort of arrangement.
Yeah,
in your
yeah it's you a nice a big bowl.
You've
big,
got a double. Big, yeah. Oh, you make double. Me sick, Cameron.
Don't focus on that.
Big troughs, aren't they? Oh, I hate you.
We are celebrating the moment in time when you finally realise, oh, I'm an adult. I'm no longer a kid or a teenager just living in a sort of late teen living in a share house like me and Dodsy have been doing for 16 years. She's actually an adult. Congratulations. Jacko from Bannockburn is on the line. Jacko, when was the moment?
When you started to get excited when you're going to Bunnings, instead of getting dragged around by your parents, you start going there by your own choice.
Yes, Jacko.
And making up excuses to go there.
Oh, you need to go there for everything.
That's right. It's not just about the sausages anymore. It's about what's inside.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, good on you. I like that one. That's a good one.
Walk the aisles up and down.
Yeah.
Fringe, ooh. I do that.
Oh, that'd be handy. I could use that.
I imagine we could do it.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
Dave's in Leopold. Morning, Dave.
How are we?
Good, mate. When did you know you're an adult?
Well, I reckon it's when you're more excited about a nice crisp lawn instead of going out to town or something like that.
Spot on.
It's just nice and crisp. It's just it's something satisfactory about it.
And you start analysing which blade you're going to use on the lawnmower, how high or low the blades are going to be. Is that the moment?
They're judging the neighbours hard on their lawn too. Yeah.
Instead of waking up and hosing off the vom, you're just giving a light, chewy, nice thing there for the grass. Let it grow.
Oh, just having a nice crisp beer and watching it as well. I just love it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Loggy, what are we...
No, I don't know. I just ruined that. I got so excited.
You
today,
had nothing to do with lawn ever.
Sorry, Dave.
You've never even seen lawn.
We're still waiting for Loggy to become an adult.
Yeah.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I was leaving my home on Friday. Public holiday Friday, coming into town here, shopping local, supporting Hospo, catching up with a mate for a lunch and responsible amount of beers.
You certainly helped out the hospitality industry on Friday, single-handedly.
You would think more than I did, but that's fine.
Mm.
Anyway, so getting myself ready, getting organised, something popped up, a work-related thing. Now, we were training in, doing the responsible thing, and this mate was coming from Footscray Station, and so on the V-line, we were going to dock on the train at Lara and then make our way into Geelong. So I had to be there as that train rolled up. Otherwise, the whole plan goes out the window.
The last time you docked with this mate on a train, you lost your phone and your wallet.
No, not my phone. Just my wallet.
Okay, wallet.
And so I don't take my wallet when I catch up with this guy anymore. And that's just the smart move.
It's preparation. Well done.
What I did take was a Mikey. I didn't even have to take my license anymore because it's on my phone. How good is that? Brilliant. Yeah. So I took my Mikey.
Mm-hmm.
But I had two, and I've got two, and I like to use, you know, pick whichever one's got the most money on it to then add a bit more money and use to, you know, like.
Yeah. But how do you know?
Or you hold it over the machine. It says, oh, you owe $4.30. Oh, you got $2 credit. All right, well, I'm going to use the $2 one, aren't I? I'm going to use the one that I owe $4.30 on.
Or you could just have one and put the right amount of money on that one.
Well, it's a bloody good thing I didn't just have one, Cameron Ling, because something popped up for work, and so I'm like on the laptop, like trying to organize. I'm emailing.
Oh, is that what you're trying to act out here? That you're on a laptop.
I'm emailing, and
it's like Thing from the Addams Family.
And the clock's ticking, and I know I have to get in the car and drive to Lara Station from my place to then put money on my Mikey and then get on the train. And so it's a whole process, right? Yeah. So the clock's ticking. I'm like, all right, got that sorted. Brilliant. Put the laptop away, then bye to the girls, whatever, just pee before I go, right?
Yep.
And I'm ready to walk out the door, so I've got all my stuff on me, this phone, two Mikeys in the one pocket, some keys in the other pocket, right? Standing at the toilet.
Oh
no.
I get a message, and so I pull my phone out of my pocket.
And you always pull your pants all the way to the floor too, so you have to bend over.
No, this time I didn't, and I wish I had pulled my pants down to my ankles.
The old trying to do two things at once at the wrong time.
Oh, you are putrid.
And usually, see my phone case, usually I'll have the Mikey slipped in between the phone and the phone case, but I didn't. I just had them in.
So you were using both hands. What was the other hand? You need one hand, you know?
Oh, no, I've got a whole pulley system, mate. There's a whole sort of load-bearing sort
of... That is so you to just be like, near enough's good enough.
Gas-powered. It's gas. I press a button.
Everything.
And it just unravels. But so... So I've pulled my phone out of my pocket and one of the Mikeys I've caught with my thumb as I pulled the phone out, but the other has gone...
No, went for a swim.
Straight into the loo. Right? And so I grab not at the Mikey. The Mikey's gone. I grab it myself to stop myself at the last second from firing away, from peeing.
No.
And I catch myself. And I'm okay, I'm fine. I've stopped myself, which usually, like midstream, awful, terrible.
Oh, yeah.
But pre-stream. Stream. Fine.
Oh,
I was surprisingly okay. But then, so clock's ticking, and I'm like, what do I do with this Mikey? How do I get it out of the toilet? So I'm like, yeah, well, Carly goes, get some tongs. Sacrifice the tongs.
Why is Carly there all of a sudden?
Because she's at home. Mm. I'm like, home.
So what, you came out pinching with one hand and being like, I need tongs, babe.
I put myself away.
She's like, I'll get you the tweezers like I always do. You don't need tongs. You need tweezers.
Very good by you. Don't know quite what to say to that. I don't really have any ever come back. So she's like, sacrifice some tongs. I'm like, I don't want to waste a pair of tongs.
Put your hand in there.
Well, so I run out into the backyard and I'm like, twigs, give me twigs. So I grab two twigs and then I run back into the toilet and I'm trying to chopstick a Mikey out of the bowl. And it's just slipping and it's slipping and it's going further. I'm thinking I'm gonna lose this thing. It's gonna go right up the back and it's gonna block my toilet. So I take the sticks and I run back outside and I throw the sticks. You're no good to me. And then run back inside and I'm looking at him like, oh, man, nothing's gone into the toilet. Like, it's clean. It's been cleaned recently. We've sort of done the bowl.
Tell yourself that.
And the clock's ticking, so I plunge my hand into my own toilet and I pull my Mikey out and I run back outside and I throw that Mikey in the bin, run back inside, wash my hands.
Bleach?
Wash my hands again, sanny my hands again, put it out of my mind, get in the car with my one Mikey now and drive to the train station, put money on the Mikey, get on the train and have a beautiful day.
Did you piss your pants on the train?
Oh, I forgot to wear until I was on the train. I was like, oh God, thank God the train has a V-line as a toilet.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.